Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And sit around and chuck it the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Number one.
Yeah, you're now tuned in to GEI Radio Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
Everything is good, Tone. What's going on, man? How you feel?
Feeling good, man. Had a beautiful day. We had almost 80-degree weather. Can't complain about that.
Oh, man. Nah, no complaints about that. No complaints about that. As a matter of fact, you know, blessings and shout out to those that was dealing with the tornadoes down there further south in Alabama, some parts of Georgia. So, you know, our blessings go out to those, man. Pray everybody is safe and, you know, definitely weather that storm. Atlanta's cool, man. Atlanta's all right. You know, we up and down with the weather and all that. We got some political stuff going on here, man. We're not even going to get deep into that because I want to welcome everybody tonight to Necessary Convo. Tonight's going to be fun. Tone, tonight's going to be fun. We got some unfinished business, and then we got some new business that we need to get to. And before we get started, I just want to let everybody know that you have definitely tuned into the right place. We are formerly known as Freaky Friday. You know, we still talk about some freaky things, of course, because that's a part of life. That's a part of dialogue that we should have. We shouldn't have to have any boundaries or restrictions. So we're good on that. This show is unscripted. This show is definitely uncensored. And you have a right to share your perspective because we damn sure do. And we talk about any subject, any topic. So Necessary Convo, man, it compiles of, you know, relationship stuff. It could be, you know, stuff in the community. It could be political shit. You know, it could be just how you damn feel tonight. And, you know, and things like that and everything that goes on in the world. So we've incorporated some current events and hot topics, though. Tone, folks like that, man. They like talking about shit, man. They like talking about drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Definitely.
Yeah, man, drama sells, man. Drama sells, and folks like to talk about it. I mean, that's just what it is, right?
Yeah. Heck. They love it.
They love it. Yeah. So we want to thank the consistent listeners. We want to thank, folks who's been rocking with us. We're definitely in season two of our project. Necessary Convo, we've had a couple of episodes already, and all of them have been really, really good, you know.
Really good.
The callers calling in, you know, letting us know how they feel, you know, even giving us some additional nuggets. So, you know, we listen to you guys, too. you know, this show is not just about two grown-ass men, you know, just talking about what goes on in the world and things like that. We listen to feedback. We listen to nuggets. You know, we definitely enjoy different perspectives because we know everyone's not going to agree or have the same perspective and opinion. So that's the beauty of what we've put together consistently. You know, we're here every Friday, you know, 9 p.m. So we thank you guys for taking out the time, you know, to rock with us, and we appreciate it. And just to be very clear, men giving their perspective on different topics. And so I think that's very important, Tone, because, you know, people say that men don't communicate or they don't voice their opinion or, you know, they shy away from certain topics. So if that's your perspective and opinion, then you need to stick around, right? Because
definitely,
you're going to hear some shit. You're going to hear some shit and be like, oh, okay, that's how they feel or that's how he feels. And yeah, it is. So I encourage you guys to be interactive because once we start going and if you don't chime in, you're going to wish you did, and it's going to be too late because you won't be able to get in queue. And so that being said, so just let them know how they can chime in while on the call and remind them of the information so they can send that out for those who haven't jumped on yet.
Definitely. If you want to send out the information to get friends and family and people on, you can give them 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. They can also listen in online. All they have to do is go to GEI Radio on any social media platform and click the link, and they can listen in online. If you're called in and you want to chop it up with myself or Gigi, or you got a question or you want to answer, press 1, and we'll get you on.
And that's what it is. So just a quick recap, man. Last week we talked about different things with family ties. We jumped in on the Kurt Franklin and his son and his entire family situation. We'll wrap that up real quick because we know that you guys want to talk about what's even hotter. You know what I'm saying, Tony? We got a hotter topic than Kurt Franklin. And his son. Ain't that something, man? Hey, it was all good just a week ago, right?
It's just that quick, man. It's the 72-hour rule, man.
It is.
The 72-hour rule. Somebody's going to do something stupid within 72 hours. So if you do something stupid, you only got 2-3 days before somebody else do something stupid and you in the clear.
Yeah. Yeah, because this one definitely tops it. This one definitely tops it, in my opinion. So you guys already know. So just stick around.
You know what, Gigi? Let's just jump right into it, man.
Damn. Okay, so you want to go with the hot? You want to go with the hot topic already, huh?
Let's just jump right into it.
Okay. All right, we'll jump right into it. But just real quick, we did talk about the Kurt Franklin situation, so I just want to thank everybody for giving us your input, your perspective. You know, it's not easy when you start talking about family, you start talking about kids and things like that. But we definitely had a great show last week. And you can listen to the recording on, you know, we'll go over that after the show because you can always hear the playback. But let's do it, man. Hey, man, I don't even know where to start. I'm going to let you start, man. And that way I could just chime in.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the thing, Gigi. Like, honestly, I never even knew this guy's name, honestly. I just seen him here and there online when people would share little posts that he make or he comment on other people's posts. So I never really knew, you know, really knew what type of, you know, what he was, like what he really did until this situation. And I was reading some of the comments, and people was like, oh, hypocrite, and this and that, and this and that. And I'm like, wow, like, what did he do? Like, what was he doing?
Yeah.
So when I started researching him, found out, I'm like, oh, okay. So you was that guy and turned out to be the guy that you talked about.
Damn. Damn. Apparently. apparently, guys. So, you know, we're talking about the infamous, I mean, the motherfucking infamous now, right? the infamous Derrick Jackson and his wife, you know, and some others that are involved. So I think a lot of people have heard about this dude. I know a lot of women were slinging his posts and his memes and his videos and things like that. The dark-skinned dude that was in his car, you know, basically talking about what ladies deserve and what type of men to avoid. I think that sums up the dude, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So he was that guy, and it was interesting because there was a lot of people. There was even other people with some type of platform that was saying that he was some type of fraud or you know, he's just pandering way too much, very lopsided, and you know, they disagreed with a lot of things that he said, and probably again because it was only geared to women. He literally catered to women. Now there were some things where he would, you know, try to say, hey ladies, you know, step it up and this and that, but of course that's an afterthought. You know, he pretty much built his platform around and it's cool to uplift women, man. I think that's important, right? But you don't have to degrade or pander you know, men to uplift women. That's two different things, right? So you shouldn't have to do that unless you want a little bit more attention, unless you want, you know, to kind of build something to where, you know, there's some favoritism or there's a line drawn between men and women. And that's actually the last thing that we need. We don't need that line drawn because there's enough shit separating us, especially those of us of color. And so we're talking about, you know, black families as well, black communities. We don't need that. So, you know, anyway, so that being said, everybody pretty much knows who have listened to what was going on. Dude basically had he had several affairs while he was married. Yeah, he was, you know, separated from his wife. I didn't confirm if he was actually divorced. I don't think so. But he was separated from his wife. And, you know, even during that time, you know, he had mistresses. And so he was doing his thing. And when I say doing his thing, I ain't talking about just hanging out. We talking about folks who's getting flued out. And sisters, you know, chicks had receipts on his ass, man. You know, that's one thing about women that, you know, as a single man, a married man, an entangled man, I don't care what kind of man you are, women will have receipts on your ass. All right. And it doesn't matter what arrangements you have. It doesn't matter what you discussed. It doesn't matter what you think may or may not happen. Tone, they gonna have them receipts, man.
Yeah.
They're notorious. And I don't think that's a bad thing. That's just a thing you need to be very aware of. Now, if you got receipts back, that may help you. But if you're not thinking at all and just thinking that, hey, you know what, things are good, she good, we good, you know, we ain't got no problems, I'm shaking and moving how I want to, and thinking that, you know, it's going to be like that forever, stop it. Stop fooling yourself. So he got caught up, man. He got caught up, and the shit's been busted wide open to the white meat ever since.
So let me ask you this, Gigi. Being that, you know, because like I say, I went to some of the posts and it was like pretty much like 90% of women that was commenting and stuff. Okay, so do you think that he, by them following him so hard and heavy, how bad did he mess up for other men? Or is it just an isolated incident? Or will the women look at it like, well, he just was a hypocrite, not all men? Or will they look at it like, see, it's everybody?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think that you have different categories of women in this entire situation. You know, because women are, they're very specific well, at times they can be very specific in what they need, what they're looking for, and how they feel. So I believe there was a group of women that didn't believe him anyway and was just like, hey, he's nice to look at. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know he's married, but let's see if he ain't got his shirt on today, or let's see, you know, if he says some slick shit today, and are entertained. And then you have a category of women that probably was holding on to every damn word of his mouth, right? Like, yeah, that's exactly the type of shit that I don't need. Yeah, 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 that's the shit that I be talking about. You know, he know that niggas ain't shit, and he putting it out there, so we appreciate that. And then you have some women that, you know, are probably hip to it. You know, they're probably hip to it, like, okay, you know, he about his chips. We see that. And what he's talking about, like, yeah, you male bashing and you know, you kissing women's ass, you know. But they're still just hanging around, right? They're hanging around. And so I think if in the totality of it, I think it's an isolated incident because he went so hard on what type of dudes to avoid. When it comes to, you know, what women deserve and what, you know, what they should avoid and think and what they should look forward to, I think that's pretty universal. You know, they like to feel empowered, but I think overall a lot of women know that they deserve better and they just kind of need that encouragement. They need that push. So, you know, so that's that. So I think the biggest factor is this dude here was telling them, you know, stay away from these fuckboys. You know, stay away from these fuckboys, these clowns, these mama boys, these niggas that ain't good for shit. And then, you know, he's that guy that he described. So I would say more than anything, you know, it's on him. So they're looking at him like, dude, come on, man. You was the black messiah minus Judah. You know what I'm saying? So they was on him specifically. So I think that's most of the damage. And then you add in that he's married, that he brought his wife into his shit. And what I mean by bring his wife into it, as in, like, bro, you did your dirt, right? So you have to lie in that. Why would you bring your wife and make folks think that she is cool with it, that everything is fine, that you two just vibing like a motherfucker? I mean, you know, so just kind of dragging her into it, because I've never seen her prior to his platform. I've never seen him bring his wife in. I've never seen him celebrate an anniversary. I've never seen him, you know, with his kids. Now, I didn't follow him, so maybe he has that on a platform. But I think that is what hurts him, is that I've never seen him edify his wife. Like, that's his queen. That's his number one. So when you're talking to women, motherfucker, the first woman that you should be exalting, praising, loving, showing appreciation is your wife. And I think that would have it would have hurt him more, but at the same time, I think it also would have made him feel a little bit more accountable. Like, how can I talk about my wife, how much I love her, with the things that I do to show her that I appreciate her, I'm not taking advantage of her, and then preach about, you know, hey, women empowerment, being a feminist and shit like that. So, you know, his shit is unraveling, but it's going directly back to him. So I don't think that men overall, because, you know, women feel, they already feel some type of way according to their experiences. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're already going to feel some type of way according to their experiences. But when it comes to this dude, I think, yeah, he shot himself in the foot a few times.
Like I said, I'm not 100%. I never followed them like that, so I really don't know. But is it one of those situations where thought it's something and it got big and then the attention came and then maybe he couldn't handle the attention? Like, he wasn't used to getting that much attention from women, like, on that level? And maybe he just,
You know what? That's a good point. And you know, I was going to talk about that I didn't want to talk about it on my platform. You know, I just wanted to address it and then move on because there's other things in life more important going on. But since we're able to do that here, and I already know the listeners are they're lighting up the phones already because they want to get in there. We're gonna get y'all on, okay? Just hang tight. Let us set the scene, man, and then we'll get you guys on. But you know, so the thing about it, you have a platform, right? You have a platform. The thing about it is when you're starting some type of platform where you'll be speaking to the public, right? You'll be speaking to the public, you know, about your opinions. That already can be a challenging stage, especially if you got something to say. I mean, hell, if you're articulate, if you look decent, and you know, you seem to have some good topics or some good content, then, you know, naturally you're going to attract a crowd, and you know that crowd is going to consist of different types of people, men and women, right? And certain women, single women, divorced women, you know. And so I think with him, you know, when he did start something, because I don't know how long he's been in his field or in his industry, and just real quick, he is denying that he considered himself a relationship guru. Just for the record. Now, yeah, we know that he was talking shit, and the majority of the shit that he was talking about was relationship shit, right? So, but now he is distancing himself from being considered a relationship expert or relationship guru. He just gave his opinion and perspective now. Interesting enough, right? But you know, so I think when he started what he started, he was intentional about grabbing a certain audience. Like, you have to be strategic to that, right? You know, the whole thing about is being in the industry, supply and demand, you have to find a niche. You know, the educated folks say niche. You know, but folks like me, we say niche. You know, you got to find a niche where, you know, people need your service or your products. And so I think he was very strategic and intentional with that and very successful. I mean, the guy has made lots of money. So we can't even downplay his success as a business person. So we can't do that. Actually, we have to factor that in. That, you know, he has been successful in business, however he obtained it, so he's been successful with that. So, you know, what came with a lot of success, you know, becoming popular, becoming, you know, viral, social media, you know, a lot of that stuff. I mean, you got to understand that people know your situation, but they're not going to care. Right, and all these women that do not care aren't unattractive women that don't have shit going for themselves, right? So there's going to be, you know, women that are models, attorneys, doctors, firefighters, law enforcement. They're going to like a motherfucker. I mean, there's millions of women out there, right, single or not. So, you know, as things progress for him, you know, you're going to get those if you're doing a show, you know, groupie types or fans or whatever you want to call it. And I do think that it got to him. Now, you're not going to – as a married person, I would think that you would be as discreet as possible. But at the same time, if you have already lost your mind, then, you know, you're going to be, again, strategic. You're not going to entertain But you know, if you get away with it once or twice and, you know, things start, hey, I can do this, I can pull this off, I can tell my family that I'll be going for a conference or I'm going to, you know, do some filming and shit like that for the weekend or for the week. Wifey at the house, you know, she ain't combing her hair, she taking care of the babies, she cooking, cleaning. She cooks, she cleans, she never smell like onion rings. You know, while he's doing his thing, and as long as, you know, he's patting out a bank account, you know, a lot of men just feel like, hey, as long as I'm taking care of everything, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And I think that's where he, that's kind of what he started doing. I don't know when, But, you know, from that point on, you know, you just get comfortable. I think he got comfortable.
Yeah.
And sloppy.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get a
and sloppy.
Let's see what the callers think. 8429. GEI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, loud and clear. How you doing?
Hi. DJ, it's Meg.
Hey, come on. Rock out with us. Let's talk.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. I don't follow dude, but like y'all saying, so many people, when they start to follow each other, they're like easy on the eyes. They first did is like, okay, he ain't gonna do no wrong. They listen, he told all these good stories, but their main focus most of the time is just at the way that he looks. So what he says, it's grabbing their attention. So then when you do wrong,
yeah.
Okay, everybody's like, now hold on. But my thing is this here. You can listen to anybody, but you have to most understand that's not your situation, and stop being so close to his situation, to what he's saying to you, so you can see them all in and out of and stuff like that. You can't.
Yeah.
They tend to follow and follow a lead that I'm not going to say that's completely wrong, because everybody's not wrong in that. But when it does happen, the first ordeal is like, okay, you hear me now, I do this. And, no, oh, now he's bringing all this stuff out like that. And with him, like you were saying, okay, why is your wife here now? But just because you take care of everything, that does not mean just like, you know, to do other things. And then you, okay, now like I got to sit here and tell this story, but now I got this lie in the corner, what I'm going to do?
Right.
But it's,
I mean, it is. And you have to keep up with it.
So I mean, once they get that together, it's just like if you're having a conversation with a friend of yours and you telling, you know, she telling you everything that's going on, and then all of a sudden you give her advice. Now her advice led to her talking to her man, but so and so told me to do this. I don't give you no advice because I don't want to be involved in the middle of it. To me. Hey, leave that alone. You can listen all day long, but you got to take your own advice on what to do. You can pick the strength from any conversation that somebody gave you and figure it out. But once you say somebody told me to say this to you or do this or whatever, that becomes another problem. So now you got two problems.
I want to ask you this, and thank you for sharing that. I think that's important for people to really realize, because you know you get into a trance and then you start losing common sense, right? Like you still have to think, okay, the things that I do, I'm going to be accountable for them. So if you do some dumb shit, you can't be like, okay, well, I saw somebody or somebody said something on the radio or on TV, so I went with that for your life. So you start losing logic and common sense when you get in that type of trance. I want to get your opinion real quick on he brought his wife out. Do you think that was a good idea to bring her out? And we have to be, you know, we just have to put this out there because this is a necessary convo. Do you think that since his wife was going to be out there, either both of them or one of them should have been like, look, folks going to be looking at us, right? People are looking at this. Hold on a second, right? Hold on. People are looking at us, right? So since they're looking at us, we need to look like a million-dollar couple. You need to put on your unbothered bitch face for all these women that are going to be looking you up and down saying, oh, that's your wife? You work out, you make millions of dollars, you driving a Lambo, and you traveling, and this is the woman that you picked to be your wife? Now, since you're in the light, because we can say that, since you're in the light, why wouldn't you want to put her in the best position? If you're going to drag her out, put her in the best position to where, okay, I fucked up. But guess what? This is me right here. This is who I come home to. Like, so what do you think the purpose of that was, since he did? You just said that he shouldn't even drag her out. Cool, we understand that. What do you think about the presentation?
I just looked at part of it. But to me, she didn't want to be involved. But if it was me, and you did this, and you telling me to come out, oh, the bad bitch of me coming out. Had done all of it. If you gonna make me look bad already, when if you ask me to sit with you, this is they gonna see a different me than what you always see. Because I'm not coming out like that. And she looked so frail and not really wanting to say anything. And if you got a wife like that, why would you do that? I mean, not saying that she's frail or anything, but if she's not the type that likes to be put into a camera or have to explain everything to a bunch of people that's coming, why would you set her out there like that? That was wrong on her.
Yeah.
You can tell she's not that type. And just because she looked that particular way, that's not mean that, you know, she can't dress other ways. They don't know her personality. Well, nobody knows that. But he couldn't dress her out like that because you could tell she is not about that life. Listen, you do that, I sit here, this is what I do. So when she came out, you could tell she was not fully ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That,
you got to be ready to have that conversation and get her mind better. So my thing is just here. Did you have a conversation or did you say, oh, I'm just going to go on the air and then I'm going to pull my wife out and tell her, hey, babe, I'm going on the air about that, whatever. And let's come on out. So now she ain't ready. So that's what you're saying, fair. You're saying maybe anger. Because I picked up a lot of things that may have been involved. Well, personality wise, she was just sitting there like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I think he should have did that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't agree to come out there like that. I'm like, oh, hell no. You're a yo.
Right.
If I was that type of person that, like, don't want to talk to people and stuff like that, I'd come out.
Yeah, and she didn't have the personality to back down from that, you know, from him. And so you could tell there was a lot of different things behind the whole situation. But
you could tell. And she's not the type that, you know, like, oh, well, such and such. But she gave nothing.
Yeah, that's you hit that on the head. Well, look, we appreciate you jumping on here and you jumping things off. So you know it's going to get nothing but hotter from here. So thanks, man. Appreciate you.
I'm listening, babe. Nice. I don't know. What's your name?
That's GEI Tone. That's Tone.
How you doing? Okay. How you doing?
How you doing?
Thanks for having me in the air. I'm still listening.
All right. Thanks for calling me.
Bye.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Gigi, you know,
how you feel about her presentation?
It's not on her to look good. Like, she chilling. She ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't have to come out there like, I'm this person, I'm that person. She came out regular, chilling. I didn't see nothing wrong with what she had on or how she was just there. It's on him. You get what I'm saying? Like,
it is on him.
She don't have to show the world she look good or she dress good or she ain't got to do none of that. This is all you, brother.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. And so that's why I said that whether it was her idea or his idea, since she's out there and since this is a very serious situation, because you got to look at it. Now, hear me very clearly, everybody. Now, if they're both in the house, comfortable as a motherfucker, in pajamas. He and Grace, well, I guess he wouldn't wear gray sweats with her on that. That'd probably be an insult. So he and, you know, whatever. You know, he chilling in a tank top or something, whatever. And then, you know, she's just mad comfy too. That wasn't the situation. You know, matter of fact, when I saw it, because I didn't look at it in its entirety either, but when I saw it come across my phone, I clicked on it. I thought it was like his little sister. To be honest with you, you know, I thought it was his little sister. I'm like, what the fuck he got? Is his little sister vouching for him? Or is she a motherfucker? You know, is she alibi or some shit like that? I didn't know. And so then I listened to it And then I saw that, you know, they was holding hands. And then, you know, one of the significant things that I did see was he asked her, hey, is there anything that you want to say? And she said, nah, I'm good. This is your audience. You know, these are your people.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
nothing
when.
Go ahead.
So when that happened, I was like, okay, so this is on some spontaneous spur of the moment type shit, right? Like, this wasn't rehearsed. I would think, because think about it. He has a platform of millions. He has millions of people that have been supporting him, donating, investing in him, and things like that. So having a platform, there is an obligation to your folks, right? So you want good content, you want consistency, and you want to have good presentation. That's a part of having a platform, a consistent platform at that, in a million-dollar brand. So that's what I'm saying. If you have a million-dollar brand, you represent a multi-million-dollar brand at all times. So I'll put it on him too, because I would be like, hey, babe, that's not how you rock it. That's not how we – if you're going to be on this motherfucker, right, I wouldn't have had my significant other on here.
You can't.
As her husband, you can suggest.
No,
hey,
not if
this
you
is
cheat.
What I
Listen,
want you to
you,
wear.
You better be lucky she even said, yeah. You can't tell that lady what to wear or what to say or nothing.
I didn't say
that
tell her. I said suggest.
Oh, even to suggest it, like, I want you to wear this because of my fans. Your fans is the reason why you in the situation you in.
No,
you better shut
no,
up.
No,
and
no,
whatever
no.
she wears, you better be smiling. Listen,
but that's
your
not what
fans,
I said. I said you're representing a million-dollar brand. So whether it was two people on there or whether it was 2 billion people on there, it's a representation. It's a representation.
Yeah, but that lady don't care nothing about that.
So no, don't be. I don't need you in. I don't need you in a onesie. I don't need you in something. Get yourself together. Get yourself together because as a couple, listen to what I'm telling you, because that's how you're supposed to represent. He wasn't supposed to be representing himself and then this is my wife. This is us. This is my wife. We're a unit. So as a unit, why would your ass be mismatched? He wasn't in the raggedy, dingy-ass shirt with some cut-off jeans and some cut-off sweats.
She was comfortable. She was comfortable. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's not on her. If she came out there with some cut-off shorts and some crash shoes, she don't care. Like, she's not.
Why not?
She's not looking at it. She's not looking at it like, okay, I'm doing this because you got a million-dollar brand and we want to protect the brand. Like,
why,
I think
why not,
she just. No, I'm just saying. I'm guessing. I can't say that's how she felt. I'm just guessing. She did it probably like, all right, I'll sit out here with you, and I don't care how I look. You already embarrassed me, I'm going to embarrass you. Maybe that's what she was thinking. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I can tell you that she doesn't care about no million-dollar brand. She's definitely not worried about that. And
she's the recipient. That million-dollar brand is taken care of.
She's going to get that definitely now if she want a divorce or anything. Like, it's all hers. So it don't matter. She's going to get that regardless. She don't have to look like nothing. He messed up, dog. You know what he should have did? He should have never brought her out there. First of all, he should never apologize.
Yeah, we understand that. We understand that. We understand that she shouldn't be out there. It's his mess. He cleans it up. But what I'm saying is, I think that even with that, there is a strategy to have your wife come out any kind of way. So I would definitely like to hear for some more callers on how you feel about. Let's jump in. Let's go.
But let me say this, Gigi. Let's just say on a smaller scale, when your woman is mad at you, like mad, it's nothing you can say. Like you can't go and tell her like, all right, I want you to put on this when we go out tonight. She ain't listening to you. She don't care nothing about what you're saying at that moment because she's pissed. So you think you just cheated. The whole world know. I'm going to go to my wife and be like, all right, look, I know I messed up, but I need you to do your hair and wear this dress for the look because we have $1 million burn. Man, you crazy. See, lucky she didn't shoot him. But let's get these callers on. 2748. GI Radio, you on.
Hey, y'all, it's Candy. What's going on?
Candy, what's going on? Jump right in, man. Get us some clarity about how you feel about what we're talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say something, but Gigi, you just changed the whole direction of my point that I was going to make. I wish you would fuck up and try and tell me how I'm supposed to look. Like, when I tell you, I would pack all my shit up and say you doing this interview by your damn self. That's crazy.
So if you feel that way, Candy, why would you put yourself out there then? Because if I can't suggest for her to wear something, right? Then how can I make her do the video? Because it's not like she seemed like she was into it. I can't make her do the video either.
Neither one of them made each other do the video. That was damage control. That was, look, we have to figure out how we're going to keep this coin going. So we have to say something because you know her DMs were flooded. Girl, I cannot believe you taking this from him. He's so perfect and all this stuff. So her being in that interview was mainly just to say, look, when I found out I didn't stay with him, I left, because that was her point. She's like, yeah, I left for months. It was very aggressive, but it sounded like she was actually responding to comments. So it was like, for her, it wasn't that she was brought into it. It was just she had to do something. But I think that as far as how she looks on a regular, and he married her like that. So, I mean, because you could tell it wasn't nothing over the top. She didn't have on no eyelashes. She didn't have on no nails. Like, you could tell she just, it wasn't that she was at home, so she was just comfortable. That's just her look. And, you know, every woman is not going to go out their way to look super fly all the time. But if that's what he married, then that's what he likes. And, you know, I don't know the dynamic of their
relationship. Well, clearly that wasn't enough, though. And then you look at the mistresses.
No.
You look at the mistresses. Well, what do you mean that's not necessarily true?
I just said that the way
she looked and her presentation was not enough. And you're telling me that's not true?
No, that's not true.
It wasn't enough to hold
him. You don't know why he cheated. She could have been the perfect wife.
But it's clear that he cheated, though. But
that doesn't mean that it was her.
It don't mean that it was
her. Who else is he committed to?
That doesn't mean that he cheated because of her. He cheated because he wanted to step out. It didn't have nothing to do with her. She could have been the perfect wife. Just because you are that or you look a certain way, that does not mean a man is not going to cheat, or a woman. I mean, women cheat too. That does not mean that people are not going to step out of their relationship. And I think that sometimes when you have people in the limelight, people focus too much on the person versus the message that's being delivered. Because he did speak some real shit on his thing or whatever. The stuff he was saying was true about what women should expect out of a man. Now,
what part are you referring to? Because what was some real shit that he had mentioned? Because I didn't catch everything he said. Well, what stood out
to you? I didn't catch everything he said either, because I don't follow him, but I have seen some of his videos. But he did a lot of videos about how, you know, you could tell if a man is into you, you should require this out of your relationship. You know, he did a lot of...
Right, but that's basic stuff, though, right?
That's true.
Isn't that basic?
That's
true. Isn't
that just
basic information?
If
a woman pays attention to, you know, basic information that a man can give, just like women can give some basic information to help us, so we're not oblivious or clueless, you know. What I'm saying is, regardless of how good of a wife she was, what I'm saying is that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for him. I'm not faulting her. I'm not saying that she wasn't enough as a woman. I said that she wasn't enough for him. So he's the one with the issue.
But why would you automatically assume that it wasn't enough because he cheated? Like,
if you're committed, to someone, right? So if you're committed with someone, then there's certain things that should only happen between you and that individual. So whether that's sexual content, whether that's confidentiality, whether that is just intimacy. So what I'm saying is, if he was doing those things with his significant other, that wasn't enough to satisfy his desires and urge, so he went outside of that. I'm not saying that it's on her. I'm saying that even a good, like you said, a quote unquote, a good wife wasn't enough. And so a reflection of that sometimes is what a person goes after. Sometimes they go after the opposite of what they have at home, right? If you have a good, faithful, loyal wife, you know, at home, and then sometimes you want to go out there and be with a nasty slut that sleep with other, you know, that's promiscuous. Does that make any sense?
Sometimes it's just curiosity. I mean, it's not fairly a lack.
Well, over some time. Maybe curiosity, like I said before, maybe curiosity. But once you do it over and over, you get comfortable. Then, you know, these are just habits at this point. These are decisions repeatedly. Because from what I understand, this is going on for years and years.
But, Gigi, like we were saying earlier, you got to think. All women got to do is say yes, right? Women could get a man. All they got to do is say yes. Most women, all they got to say is yes, and it's a go,
yeah,
right?
That makes the call.
But men, you know, with men, you know, to have a platform like he had with 90% of his fan base being women, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that was overwhelming to him. You know what I mean? And each and every day, you know, he getting DMs. It could have been a situation where maybe him and his wife was going through something and he just decided to do something else. And like you say, he didn't get caught, so he did it again and he did it again and he did it again. It could be a whole bunch of different reasons on why, you know, the situation happened like that. It's just,
right.
I don't know, man. I just think, like, when people be like, maybe it was the looks or anything, but every single woman then got cheated on, from Halle Berry to Beyonce to, you know, people are human. So it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of Barack, but that's just what we know. And Michelle, you know what I'm saying? Like, things gonna happen, and cheating is not always sleeping with somebody. You know what I mean? I always say that it's something you wouldn't do, something you're doing that if your partner was there, you wouldn't be doing. That's considered cheating to me. Like, if I'm there and you wouldn't do it, then don't do it when I'm not there. So it's just, I don't know, yo. It's just one of those situations with dude. I think that the attention got the best of him. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but I think the attention got the best of him. And like you say, he got away with it one time and just kept doing it.
But do y'all think his wife really didn't know he was cheating?
I'm pretty sure she did. She was chilling. Like, she was so calm and relaxed.
She had to keep some type of composure on. Number one, you know that once that timer, once that recording starts, that information is locked in forever. So, of course, I don't think that she would lose her composure on the lives. I mean, these weren't recordings. These were lives.
Yeah.
So I think that she did keep her, you know, her composure for that. But, you know, let's just be realistic. I mean, she probably slapped him and was crying and you know, doing crazy stuff. I mean, you know what women do when they're frustrated. So, but that's the behind the scenes stuff. But you have to just imagine the anguish that she's going through that we don't know about. So it's a build up. You know, and we don't know how much it was a buildup, even up to that point of doing the video, because it may be okay as long as people don't know about it. But now that a lot of people know about it, then, you know, like you mentioned before, you know, some type of damage control. But, you know, I think that it'll get worse before it gets better.
He should have took advantage of that live a little bit more and protected his wife. Like, I don't even think she should have spoke. It should have been like, I'm sorry,
sure.
This lady right here is who I'm rocking with, blah, 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 blah. And I don't think he really, he kind of left her out there.
That's a good point. Yeah. And
I wouldn't even apologize.
Opportunity, I think that it was his opportunity to show some vulnerability, to be accountable, and to actually edify her and show her even more respect for sticking around through the bullshit. Plus, even dealing with him during this, because, you know, it's a lot of heat, I'm sure, that we're not realizing is happening. And so for her to even stand by, because I didn't think that she would. When it's fresh out and he wanted to address it, you know, do a Zoom or something. So Zoom. She could be upstairs.
Let me get this out real quick, because we got, like, so many people trying to chime in. Please stay on the call. We're going to get you on. We got about 3 minutes for the show. But, of course, we go overtime. But if you hang up now, after those 3 minutes, you won't be able to call back in. We're going to plug in everybody. Everybody going to get a chance to chime in. So, Candy, we always appreciate you calling in each and every Friday night, kicking it with us.
You still engaged, Candy? You still engaged? Everything's
not
still
yet.
Good?
The ring is still on.
All right, man. That's good, man. Protect the ring, man. Lord of the Rings. All right. We appreciate you, Candy. Congratulations again.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You
Thank
too.
You.
All right, Gigi. Let's get these callers on. 6499, GEI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the
Hi.
Show.
Hi, evening, y'all. This is India. How you doing?
What's going on?
India.
Hey.
Jump right in.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, go ahead. Jump right in. Give us your opinions.
I don't follow him like that. Most of the time when he's talking, I think thought he was full of BS. And so when I heard that he cheated on his wife, I just thought, oh, my gosh, what a disaster. How embarrassing for her. So I feel bad for her. I would not have come out on a live with him. No way, no hell, no how. That's his mess. That's his mess to clean up for his audience. You would not catch me out there holding your hand, whether I look crazy or whether I'm fly. You will never see me. So I don't really understand why she did that. But supposedly they've already dealt with this. So I guess that's why she had no reaction. It's not like she just found out, you know?
Yeah.
We just found out. And I don't know. I agree with you, Tony, that he couldn't ask her to do not one thing. Don't ask her to put on no lipstick. Don't ask her to change her sweater. Nothing. She just had to sit here and deal with it. So
that's it.
Anyway, that's it. That's it. I totally agree with you on that. And whatever happens, happens. God bless her. And everybody move on with their lives. Who's really listening to him anyway? I mean, I just feel like it's not real life. I wouldn't even listen to him. I wouldn't take any advice from him.
Right.
So moving right along. Enjoy you guys.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
For yeah, Gigi, you gonna get hurt. You trying to ask her to dress up and do her hair and put on lashes and all that. You about to.
Well, each person is different. Each person is different, and we don't know. We wasn't there, so we don't know if she refused or if he didn't ask. So, you know, we can't really get to those facts. But what we do know is, well, our perspective is, it wasn't a good idea to bring her in when he's, because he's addressing his indiscretions. So what does that have to do with her? If he wanted to have, you know, some type of tribute to her and, you know, vie for his love for her, then those should be two separate incidences. And I would think that the scenery would also be two separate sceneries. So, you know, I guess altogether it still seems like a bad idea. Man, we can keep rolling, yeah, see what folks are thinking.
He should have just addressed it like he do his other videos, because you wasn't showing your wife at first. So to show her now, it just looked fake. You know, if certain women was holding on to your word or following you, it looked fake, like you wasn't posting her, she wasn't in none of your videos. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if any ladies, you know, that do follow him, but so doing it now is like, oh, you got caught, so now you want to be with your wife. You know what I'm saying? It's corny, but, you know, let's go. 2212, GEI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. You're on. All right. Going once. Going twice. Say that number again, Tone, so they can know for sure.
2212. You on? Hello?
Yes, I'm just listening in because I'm just hearing about this topic for the past, like, week. So I don't even know of him, but I was just kind of curious.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything that you wanted to add to it, or you just sponging in the different opinions and perspectives?
Well, I don't know that much about the topic. I've just been seeing different bloggers and different posts, and I really don't know of him like that. So I was just trying to get some,
okay,
you know what I'm saying, information about the whole topic itself.
Okay,
cool.
Well, definitely stick around, man. These ladies are dropping a lot of information that we didn't even know. So we appreciate you listening in, man. Definitely.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Let's go right along. 8554, GI Radio, you on?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just wanted, my only chime in was, I think that Tone is correct, that you could not ask her to do nothing but be there. Like, he was doing good for her to be there. I don't think it was a good idea for her to be there, because he knew that there were still other women that were going to be coming out of the woodwork as soon as the first person got public. And there, you know, with this latest person, while you all were on Necessary Convo last week, he was dealing with the other chick, the newest person that has come out. So this was, because he knew that, I think he did not protect her. He tried to put a restraining order on the latest person that came out, but the restraining order came out after she did her interview. So the pictures of him in the home and the videos of him being, because she has video cameras at her house, all of that being out, and he knew it was going to come out. So trying to put his wife out there was just basically offering her as a lamb to the slaughter, because he knew there was more coming. There was a lot more coming. And all of the women that have happened between the time that they supposedly worked it out are now new information that are because he was still dealing with them.
Right.
I think that in this case, this is one of those times where he needed to just own up to it by himself and continue to shield her and her kids, her family members that know who he is. You address them in a general term, but you don't put her out there to have to now deal with the backlash that is going to come, and it's going to come for months, because I tell my friends that are have a public platform and primarily have female audiences, I tell them, if you're not going to have an NDA and people know that you got something else going on and they still want to deal with you, you are creating a recipe for disaster. So if you know that you're dealing with multiple people, you got to have an NDA. And if he didn't do those things for whatever reason, then he is setting his wife up to be embarrassed, to be hurt, for all those things. And at this point, the only damage control that needs to be done is him. Like, it's the time to shut the platform down, shut everything down. Don't, speak about yourself third person, reviewing the video. Like, that was dumb. And all the other things that are coming with it. At this point, it's the time to shut up and not say anything to anybody and go ghost and deal with your house, because people are going to keep coming. As long as he's still out there talking, people are going to keep coming.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I do want to ask you, now, the fact that she was out there, because we have to deal with the fact that she was out there. Now, you said that you agreed with Tone that he can't suggest or ask her to do anything, and he should have been thankful that she even was around. So the fact that she was around and she did participate, do you feel that she should not have really worried or paid attention to her presentation, being that, there is going to be millions, and once this thing hits the internet, it is on the internet forever. And so just representing herself, and yeah, they're in the household, and yeah, you can be as comfortable as you want, you can be in your drawers if you want, but still, I still feel that she is still representing something.
But when you are that frustrated and that emotionally drained, you're doing good to sit up. That is a level of embarrassment and frustration of you look dumb. As a woman, I look dumb for sitting here, for even being here. Because like I said, they were, right before that video came out where he was speaking, he was dealing with somebody else. And he's on video
right.
camera dealing with her. So it's
right.
not a situation where I've had months to really process and deal with this. Now, I got hit with this probably a few hours ago, that there's more to this story, and now I got to sit next to you. So I personally think she shouldn't have been there at all. Forget.
Right.
But I think that if she was going to do it, this is a sister-friend conversation. Like, girl, I understand you want to kill him, and I understand that you're probably going to try to kill him as soon as the live goes off. No problem. But on this live,
okay.
Make sure that you listen. Make sure that you look the part, you look happy, your face is done, your hair is done, you look the part. Now, after you get off that live, I'm going to need you to tie up your hair and handle your business. But, so we can get you off, we need to make it look like you were, just everything was wonderful. Not she was ready to go to war as soon as you got up, but that's not something he can say, because he's the one who hurt her. He's the one who put her out here to be ridiculed and embarrassed and by millions of people. He likes the attention
yeah.
from millions of people. Clearly, she doesn't, because
mm-hmm.
she didn't
right.
have that kind of a platform. Even on her Instagram and social media, they didn't even follow each other. So she really
right.
and truthfully only had friends and family. So all I'm saying is that wasn't something that he could suggest. Now, your friend girl, your sister, somebody else, they can suggest that. But from what I gather from the other woman who did the interview, the newest person to come out, he isn't that type of person. The controlling nature of him is you do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do it.
Right.
And there has been history of domestic violence and between the two of them. So it's not a situation to where if he had said it, I don't think that she wouldn't have done it. But I think he realized he didn't want to. I think he wanted her to look like she looked, like homely and defeated and everything else. I think that's what he wanted. So it wasn't about empowering her, or it was just she's still here. I think that was the message he was trying to portray. No matter what I do, she's still here. And she's still here because of Exhibit A. So when you, as you said, Gigi, looking at the people that he cheated with versus looking at her, you can see, well, I mean, not that it's right, but they were something to look at. They excited him. She doesn't necessarily excite him. She's just the mother of his children. She's the person who does the behind-the-scenes work for his businesses. Mm-hmm. But she's not who excites him physically.
Yeah. And I think if we have time, Tone, we're going to try to jump into that. But, yeah, again, you gave us some good insight, some stuff that we definitely did not know, and especially with all the extra stuff he has going on, clearly, that it puts him in a position where he really doesn't have anything to say but confess, apologize, whatever, but he can't make any suggestions towards her for her to do something or not do something. So I get that perspective. So, yeah, that's appreciated.
No problem.
Thank you for calling in.
Indeed.
All righty.
GG, I got two people.
Yeah, man.
I got two people in the chat that want me to ask you what was wrong with her appearance and what was she supposed to wear?
Okay, both of them said the same thing?
One said what was wrong with her appearance, and one said what was she supposed to wear?
Okay. All right. I'll answer that. Let me just make sure that I remind everyone. This is Necessary Convo every Friday night. Well, we have an announcement after this episode. Every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, myself, GG After Dark, and the Boss Man, Tone, a.k.a. G.E.I. Tone. They be calling you G.E.I. Tone, man, like, you know, G.E.I. After Dark, so that's kind of funny. to answer your question, you know, as a business man, as someone that has a platform, if I was married, I would definitely want to make sure that my wife is straight. You know, anytime we're going to be in front of a camera, anytime we're out and about, because that's a part of having a platform. You're your walking billboard, right? So, you know, there's times where my ass is dusty, no haircut, musty balls, you know, basketball shorts wearing, stretch neck tee because I'm, you know, cleaning the garage out or something like that. But you're not going to catch me like that. You understand what I'm saying? So, again, I'm a walking billboard, and so my family is also a walking billboard, and we represent our brand. So our brand is our name. So I would ensure that even with this, right? Because again, she agreed to be a part of the live, you know, the broadcast. So I would tell my wife, you know, or I would hope that my wife would not want to be, especially if she's making a debut. If we've never been on TV together, if we've never been on any type of platform together, and this is the first time you see my wife ever, man, look, she gonna be straight. We gonna be looking like we going out on the night on the town, or we just two superstars. I'm not gonna be, you know, looking a certain way, and then she's looking a certain way, and we're mismatched, and that's what I said earlier. So if they both, if he was in a tank top, some basketball shorts or whatever, some joggers, some shit like that, and then she looked like she was in her night before Christmas pajamas, right? So if that's what we both doing, then that's what we both doing. But if I got on some slacks and a watch, because, you know, Tone, once a man puts a watch on, you ain't just wearing a watch to be wearing a watch. You going to make sure you got a shirt with your watch. You going to make sure you got some jeans and some slacks with your damn watch or chain, whatever. And then she going to be straight, right? She going to be straight, even if it's for that very moment, because, number one, never let them see you sweat, right? And so what that means to me is you never let them see. If you are distraught, if you're hurt, if you're mad, if you're pissed off, if you're aggravated, they not going to see that. Because it ain't for y'all to know. Well, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's not for them to have the inside of what's really going on. If we're going to address this situation, if we're going to put on a show, because it was a show. So all I'm saying is dress for the motherfucking show. Now, this was a real heart-to-heart. Like I said, it should have been a whole different platform. Number one, it probably shouldn't have been televised. The revolution should not have been televised if he was apologizing to his wife, if he's trying to confess and pay tribute and shit like that. Then that means somebody else caught it. Either the kids caught it, the nanny, a motherfucking cameras in the house or something like that. But since it was a show, dress up for the goddamn show. That's all I'm saying. So what she should have had on, she could have had on anything but that. Put on some damn jeans, some red bottom heels. Listen, if she would have had a mantle, fedora hat with the red bottom hat, some shades, jeans, and some red bottom shoes, then I would have been like, hey, I would have.
But maybe that's not her
that
vibe, though. Maybe that's not her. I know, but everybody don't. Some women just not like that, though. You know what I'm saying? That might have been her
vibe.
Well,
you can't say she's never dressed up.
And her hair wrapped up.
But listen, you can't say that she's never dressed up.
It's obvious that's her vibe, because if dressing up was her vibe, she would have knew, like, okay, let me get myself together. Like, let me get all the way jiggy for this. Like I said, the vibe of it was just like, this is your mess. So I don't care. It's not. Here's the thing. We don't know what she looked like dressed up. So
yes, we do. One of the callers just said. Even on her page, there she has a page, right? So she does dress up. That's what I'm saying. She's worn.
Oh, so she already knows what she looks like. So it don't matter. So she just like, I know I'm beautiful. I know that I can get fly. Like, maybe that's how she. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying maybe that's how she felt at that time. Like, look, this is what I got on. We in the crib. Go ahead, speak what you need to speak, and then we out. Like, because this is not my mess. This is your mess. So if me looking like this is gonna embarrass you, then that's a plus for her. Because you already embarrassed me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's just like, this is what I have on. Like, this is what it is. I think it's more phony and fake if you do something that you don't normally do, then it's gonna show. Like, you could tell, like, for one, she really, really, really didn't even want to be there. So now I'm dressing up to impress some people that I don't even know or care about. So she don't care. So she did what she did. I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, I get it. Like, any other situation, you're 100% right. But in this situation, you hold no card. So if she came out there in a bathing suit, and cut off jeans or whatever the case may be, you got to eat that because you don't have no pull for nothing. You just got to shut up and you got to not say nothing to her and just speak your piece. Like, if he was a smart man,
so,
he wouldn't even have brought his wife out there.
Right. So we can't take that away. Now, what I want to say real quick before we get...
We got one more caller, too.
Any other caller? Right. So before we get any other callers on here, I do want to say something that I think is very significant. I've said this one time prior. there's certain people that you know you have a high probability of getting away with doing some things with, right? There's certain, and then there's certain people that you would not place that kind of bet against them because you get your shit fucked up, right? And I'm just saying all around. I'm not necessarily talking about just this situation, but there's just some people that you don't play with. And then there's some people that, you know, you try, right? You just try. And I believe in this instance, I believe that because I don't know how long they've been together, you know, and these are all factors, how long they've been together, you know, how things were, you know, how was their lifestyle and things like that. But what I do strongly feel is he felt that because, you know, a lot of women consider him attractive, right? And this is take the platform away, right? There's still motherfuckers that are down the street that, you know, you can link up with. So, you know what I'm saying? So we're not even talking, take the platform away. And so, you know, so there was things about her. There was things on there that, you know, she's a church girl, right? She's a church girl. She was quoting scriptures. She like, look, ain't no scripture you can quote to justify the bullshit. There's no scriptures that you can quote to say that you deserve and should take this shit either. So on either hand, it's unjustifiable, right? So let me be clear. That's my personal opinion. And so on his behalf, I think that the woman that he chose to marry, who he chose to bust in and get a couple of kids out of, I think that he chose a low-risk woman that would not retaliate, is a low-key. She don't need the limelight. She's good at home. Yeah, there's $2 million in the bank, but she still wants to go to Walmart and the Dollar Tree and the Dollar General. She's good with that. You know, she don't want a Birkin. She don't care shit about Gucci, Louis, and none of that. You know what I'm saying? She might want an occasional Michael Kors or a guest purse or some shit, right? So she was low-key, low-maintenance chick. And then you match that with a quote-unquote, I would consider him a high-maintenance motherfucker. I ain't saying he a high-quality. I ain't saying that he a high-caliber. I say that he a high-maintenance motherfucker. So that means that he feels like he needs some shit or he deserves some shit, right? So you match that up with a low-key chick, and then there you have it. So I think that he's taking advantage of her all these years, right? You know, I'm gone. I'll be gone for a conference. Like I said earlier, I'll be gone for the weekend. Hey, there's plenty of money in the bank. You can do whatever you want. Hey, here's 10,000 from what I just got. And she's like, okay. There's $10,000, but I don't need that. I only need $200. I need to go to Walmart and get some groceries. You understand what I'm saying? And so he felt that there's just some shit that he can get away with, and he continued to do it. And, you know, you drop a couple of kids off, keep her at home, keep her in the church, keep her surrounded with, you know, her family and her best friends and here and there while you can go out and do what you need to do. Now, he's not going to go out and fuck around with somebody like her. You can only have one of her on your roster. Everybody else has to be different, right? Because everybody else is not going to be that loyal. So here's the thing. If he was with a high-maintenance chick, high-profile chick, that's the chick that you can't get away with because she's going to make you look like a damn fool. Okay, so you think you can get some bride? Hold on, let me finish my thought. Certain chicks are not going to let you get away with certain things. So, yeah, you go do your thing, dude, with these chicks that look like this and that. I'm going to go get a motherfucker that make more than you, that look better than you, and is more loyal than your black ass is, both in a different situation and the leverage is way different.
But hold on, we gotta rewind. Just because a woman is low maintenance doesn't mean that she's gonna take meth from a man. You gotta clear that up. just because she don't want a Birkin, just because she don't want expensive things, don't mean that she's going to take more, take more. Some people are just not like, okay, for instance, like my wife. My wife is low maintenance. Like, she's never had a designer nothing, never asked for a designer nothing. She's just relaxed. Like, she's dressed relaxed. She's chilling. You know, but she don't play no games. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Everybody is not really into the expensive stuff. Don't mean that you're going to not play. Again, Beyonce is one of the richest women in the world. Jay-Z cheated on her. She took him back. So that don't hold no weight. Halle Berry, same thing. Jada Pinkett. I mean, we could go on and on with successful women that have been cheated on and took their husbands back. So I think it's just on the person. Like, I just feel like she just – maybe she – I don't know what their situation is. Maybe she winning in the situation and we can't see it. Maybe she want islands and businesses instead of Birkins and stuff that don't mean anything, jewelry. Maybe she got businesses in her name and stuff like that. Those things we don't know. But what I do know is because a woman is low maintenance, doesn't mean she's going to take more. I cannot agree with you on that one. But Gigi, hold on. Let's get these more callers on. 4535 GI Radio.
There you go.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tone, Gigi. Hey, Tone.
What's
Gigi,
going on?
It's me, Jonathan. I got LS with me, and she has some points. I just want to say, Gigi, you tripping. But go ahead, LS.
Talk to me.
Hey,
y'all.
What's up?
Hey, what's up? Talk to us.
What's up? I've been sitting here with Jonathan listening to y'all for the last 15, 20 minutes. Let's start off with her looks and let's end it with her looks with this one. And we should not have to bring this up ever again. This has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that woman looks. After what she's been through, if y'all did not know, she filed for divorce.
Hold on a second. What has nothing to do with it? What are you referring to? What has nothing to do with
her look? We are talking about she should have looked a certain way when she came on the video with him and why she looked like that and all of that stuff. Are you going to present yourself this way? And what? Like,
right, but what are you referring to?
Are you just disagreeing
that she should look how she wants to look? Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm disagreeing with you having a whole conversation about her looks when it's supposed to be about that basic-ass man that was sitting next to her looking basic as fuck. Where's his suit and three-piece tie at? How come y'all not talking about the way he was looking with that plain old purple
shirt
he had on?
Though. He wasn't in his pajamas. He was wearing what he typically wears.
Neither was she. First of all, that's not a bonnet on her head. That's a crocheted hat. And she's in a sweatshirt no different than what he had on in the video. Period. That's not a bonnet on her head. That's not a bonnet on her head. But that's not the point that I'm trying to make to you. It shouldn't even be a factor in the conversation that you have about a cheating, lying-ass man. And this woman has been through hell with him. She already filed for divorce twice and took his ass back. So this is not brand new to her. It's brand new to us. Period.
Okay.
So for him, he's a narcissist and a
fraud. Why do you think she was out there? If she knew what she was in for, why do you think she was out there?
I'm guesstimating based on the mistress, the surgeon mistress, when she was talking to Tasha K about how he's sometimes aggressive with her, how sometimes he would put her down about a way that she looked or an outfit that she had on, that he feels that she felt like, you know, that aggression that he had towards me, and I'm only just someone he was seeing, he's married to her. So she felt like that was forced upon her to do that video to make him look good. If you don't see a narcissist right there with a capital N, I don't know what to tell you. That was all for him. I feel like he forced her to do that to make him feel better about himself, just like he went and did a third person like critique on his own video.
Right, come on, y'all.
He's a fraud. He's a narcissist. And I think he's semi-abrusive to this young lady here. Maybe her self-esteem is a little bit low. Also, the mistress said, not one given time did he ever mention God, say anything about God, or any conversation with her about God. That's the first time she says she ever heard that man speak of God in that video. She said that is not the Derek that she knows. Derek is a hood dude. Derek is a lame dude. Derek is a cheater. He is not no God-fearing, loving man, love his children and stuff like that. He's playing a fraud for all of us. Once again, like he did with his little car videos. And like she said, if you look in the back of the videos that he's doing in his car, you'll see her white porch right behind it because it's outside of her house. Come on now. Come
now,
on now,
because
that really need to be him, not her, and her look. And at the end of the day, if I got to come on the video and my man did all of this and I already filed for divorce, fuck putting on makeup and looking good so I can make him look good. Fuck that shit. I would come out with a garbage bag if I did that shit with him. Fuck you.
So that's how you would represent yourself? With a garbage bag?
It ain't about
anything?
But see, you're thinking for her without even knowing this woman based on how she dressed. Maybe that's how she wants to dress.
We're all thinking.
Why can't you say, she's comfortable. That's what she rocks. Now, if you look at her past pictures, she dressed up when she needs to, when she wants, and when she feels good. At the moment, that's a defeated woman right there. If y'all can't see that, she ain't got time to go put on no lipstick, no fake eyelashes, heels, and a ball gown to please y'all and him.
Right,
she ain't
so
got
why
time
show
for
up?
This woman got kids. And she got to do that because she's in a abusive relationship with this man. She lives with this man. She got kids with this man. You don't know what she deals with every night. Just like y'all speaking for her, I'm going to speak for her too. Y'all don't know what she deals with every night with this man. Y'all don't know how this man put her down. And if he did that to his mistress, well, I'm sure she's banging. She's a surgeon. She got a bag. She got her own house. But he did it even to her. He did it, put her down in some instances, she said. So that's not, it has nothing to do with the woman. It's that man. Sorry, I don't know the other host named Tone, what you said about Halle Berry and all of them. Yeah, they all been, Halle Berry, J-Lo, Tyra Banks, they all been cheated on. And it got nothing to do with the looks. It's that motherfucking dirty ass dick man. Plain and simple. And he's a fraud.
Let me ask you this, because I definitely appreciate your tenacity. Right, I appreciate that. So I do want to ask you this.
On this phone,
hold
man.
On,
I couldn't wait.
Right, hold on though. But hold on. It's cool. I mean, we do this all
What's
the
that?
Time. So I understand that you get excited, but I do want to ask you this. So with everything that you said, do you believe it hurt her more or benefited her more by being there?
I think she's thinking about her family at the end of the day. I think that she's thinking about the man that she lives with and she got to deal with every day. And I think that if this is something that he forced her to do and she didn't do it, she got to deal with that shit later on that night, that day, whatever. So maybe she did this just to quiet it down, just to keep it quiet in the house for the night for her kids. This is what this man wants me to do. Fine, forget it. I'm going to do it just to get it over with and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to think about that, too. What pressure is she being put under living with this man? He's a narcissist.
Right,
There's
but
more
you
to
create
him
a scenario that
video.
We don't know. You create
right.
a scenario that we don't know. I'm asking you as a woman, do you think at the end of the day that her being there, representing whatever, was more beneficial or detrimental for her, just individually? What do you think?
Listen, for her, sis, you know, she took her vow seriously, obviously. So, you know, for me in that position, I could only speak for myself. But looking at her, she obviously into God, into church, and she into forgiveness and all of that. So to her, it was a good thing for her. It made her feel
good
to her. I don't think it was a good thing, but for her, it seemed like she loved it.
I think that for her, it wasn't either. I don't think it was bad or good because it was his screw up and it was him trying to save his face, trying to make himself look right. He forced her to be on there. So whether she came on looking like Queen Elizabeth or looking like Queen Latifah, it don't matter because it was still on him anyway. So I don't think it's good
but
for her or bad for her.
There's collateral damage with that, right? So we're taking looks out of – we're talking about the overall decision. So think about it this way. How would he look – let's just say that he wanted her to do it, right? And he wanted to be like, hey, my wife is still down with me. Fuck all of y'all. And she did not show up. Think about that and how he would look. And then you take the scenario because now there's a huge debacle. How she looks, she shouldn't have been thrown in a scenario. her clothing, her demeanor, the way the things that she said shouldn't have even been a factor, because it takes away the shit that he's done. So I'm asking overall, mm-hmm. do you think overall that benefited her, or it did not by being there?
Well, again,
it drew unwanted attention to her.
Hold on, LS. She was on to defend the marriage.
Mm.
He was on to defend himself.
Mm.
So she cannot lose in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is his screw up. He pulled her in to make him look right.
Mm-hmm.
She got on.
Okay, but they're married, though.
His
when
wife.
Are they no longer one? When are they no longer
but
one
listen,
if they're married?
When they are
they
divorced.
I think they both won. I think he won because nobody's talking about what he did. Like y'all said, they're talking about her. And I think she got people to, by watching the video, you could kind of see that, I can't say that he forced her to do it, but you can tell like she didn't really, really, really want to do it like that.
Yeah,
so I guess you got a chance
her,
to see.
That much.
Yeah, you got a chance to see another side of him. So I think they both got their point. I think they both got what they wanted to get out of the video. It's just moving forward.
I think
the long
he really wanted to be single by his videos because he never mentioned he was married. He never gave advice like I'm coming from a married man perspective in his videos. Never.
Right.
So I believe
right.
the mistress when she said she didn't know he was married because, bitch, I didn't know either, and I watched his videos. So, hey, we all didn't know he was married.
Right.
So I think he was living a double
yeah.
life through those videos and secretly, too, and then coming home to a wife, but secretly having a double life on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was known that he was married, and a lot of people actually questioned, where is your wife? You know, and they dug up wedding pictures. I think that was kind of floating around maybe a year or so ago. And they were
you know,
you never talk about your wife. You know, you edifying all women but your queen. So it was always
correct.
Questionable to a group of individuals that was like, man, this dude is full of shit. But since I got you guys,
yeah,
I appreciate
pretty much.
You guys.
GG, hold on. GG.
You guys, feedback.
We got one more caller, and we got about 11 minutes, so let's get this other call on
okay.
and then we can end.
Let me address them real quick because I appreciate a couple. I don't think we've ever had a couple, you know, where two folks, a man and a woman, jump on here. So we appreciate you guys jumping in. But, again, I think that it was so important that as a man, you still represent the family. And I feel like even with him being in fault, it was on him to protect his wife, right? So to allow your wife, I think if he asked, hey, you know what, I'm about to address my people, you know, do you want to be a part of this? I think that would be challenging for her to address it so in its fresh, you know, versus because it didn't look rehearsed at all. Like they had a shit together. You know what I mean? They didn't know what
yeah.
the other one was going to say. It was just like, yo, we live. We live in 10, 9, and she like, well, shit, I can't change. I'm on, fuck it. You know what I mean? So that's how it came across.
She did come out with her own video by herself. Now, I don't know if you saw that one, but she did come out after
no,
that
I didn't.
By herself.
I imagined that she would, and I thought that it would be important for
and,
her.
And just to give you a heads up, Gigi, she looked worse than she did in this video, okay? When you watch it.
Well, she looked worse,
Gigi, without,
so that
like
means she would have to look bad
either.
To look worse. That means she would have
yeah,
to look bad
like
to look worse. You said that.
I'm just saying.
I appreciate you guys.
What you're saying. Just saying. Give me a heads up.
Fair
real
enough.
Quick.
My only
I'll look
thing
out for that. Thank you.
He didn't call her on there to protect his wife. Now, I agree with what you said there if that's what he
yeah.
was doing. He
right.
never had an intention to protect his wife. It was all about
right.
him. He brought her on there to protect himself, and then spoke about himself in the third person.
That was crazy.
Yeah, he did.
That was sickening.
That
yeah.
shows you
that
shows you everything
quality.
You need to know about him. That's right.
Right.
And that is someone who will not accept responsibility.
No,
see, if I mess up and I know that I messed up, I can't talk in the third person. It's on me. a real man that protects his house, it's on me. This ain't no third person.
Yeah,
yeah, he went through the house there. He wouldn't put her out there like that.
Nah, he was just using her to try to make himself
a
friend.
If we didn't see your wife before in your video, don't bring her in this one. Continue on your single video for the apology or something. You know what I'm saying? To the world for lying and being a fraud to us the way that you were.
100.
That was a dick move right there, bro.
Yeah, that was a
good move. Hey, we appreciate you guys. Yeah.
All right, thank you guys. I'll see y'all next weekend. Appreciate y'all. All right, y'all get in there for me tonight, man. He had a couple GG. All right, let's get this last caller on. They've been holding on for a minute. 9523 GE Radio, you on? Okay.
Hi, good evening,
Welcome
Gigi
to the show.
And Tone. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm cooking dinner, enjoying this hot topic conversation.
Okay, when will dinner be ready?
Dinner is going to be ready in probably like 20 more minutes.
Okay, I can wait. All right.
Okay.
Talk to us.
So one of the key things I think from when I watched the video, one of the key things that she said was, it was her idea to do it. And I don't know if anybody else caught that, but she said it was her idea to go live. She told him, you know, we're going to have to go live to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't think it was him pressuring her. I think it was everybody is reading all this stuff in the tabloids. I'm sure her family and everybody is, everybody's getting the scoop.
Yeah.
And she told, get
ahead of it. They're trying to get ahead of it. Right.
Right. And then one of the other things, something else she pointed out as far as like, and I wanted to address the whole LS like broke that whole thing about her wardrobe. She's a whole mommy. Uh-huh. He got a whole car seat in the back, so she probably ain't really trying to dress up. She just she got the little kids running around. She cares less. Second thing was, oh my gosh, the lettuce slipped my mind.
So why are you thinking about that? Go ahead.
Oh, so as far as like him traveling and being and her being involved, when he went upstairs to check on the baby and she was just kind of having one-on-one conversation, she detailed how she was never involved in any of his travel, what he did. She was like, he did his own thing. He never included her. She didn't have a say and anything, but one of the things she pointed out was she said, I have his passwords, I get to check the accounts. Like, that gave her a sense of security that now she has this access to things that she didn't have access to before.
Right.
So they got a lot of work. They got a lot of drama in that marriage, and I don't think it was a healthy idea to come publicly and give an apology, give an explanation.
Right.
I think they should just kind of hibernate it for a little bit.
That's a great point because, people feel like because they have a platform, when shit goes awry, that they have to address the followers or they have to address, fans and things like that. And you really don't because now we're talking about personal. So now you have to think about what's important, exposing my family, exposing, opening up things that will be detriment to our family. I mean, obviously he even fucked around, so he did. But at some point, you have to make a decision on what is priority. And I think that priority should have been, what is it going to take to, make steps to mend what's been broken. And I don't know to what extreme and where they're at, but I just don't think exposing, because I was like, yo, why are y'all doing it in your house? Somebody may recognize the damn house and be like, yeah, I remember when he had me up against the banister, just pounding back shots, And then now they got a screenshot that looked like the background of the damn video. So you are opening up yourself to so many things, and I'm gonna let this be my last. If you're gonna do it right, like I said, I felt like it was a show. If you're gonna do a show, put on a show. You put on a three-piece suit. Let her put on some get a Birkin bag out, the red bottoms, the shades, and you guys do the interview from a race. Do the shit on a rooftop. Do it on a cruise. Because if you want people to believe that you guys are okay, then make it look like you guys are okay. Never let them see you sweat.
That's
just how I feel about it.
Yeah, but I think they're on two totally different spectrums. Like,
absolutely.
This, you kept saying, well, he's changed and he's blah, 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 blah. And I don't think he's, I think he knows that's what she wants and that's what she's requiring of him. And so he's putting on a show, but he's only going to be able to put that show on for so long. She's deep in the work. This is real. She's deep. And I don't think that he's where she is. That's just that's what I read, that he's not where she's at. And I don't think
he's ever going to.
I don't think that she would even go for coming on and putting on a show. She's like, no, we're going to say what Jesus said. And she ain't going to lie.
That's it. So, yeah, thanks for jumping in and finishing us off. That was a great perspective.
Thank you. Have a good evening, guys.
You too.
Ooh, boy, I'm gonna need a Cavassier, man. Like, give me past the Cavassier. I'm gonna tell her, brother.
Man, it got lit tonight. It got lit.
It got intense, man. We thank everybody for jumping in, and everybody, even those that was on the chat, everybody that chimed in. And even the energy that I feel from you motherfuckers outside of the damn phone lines right now. I think some people want to at me tonight, man.
Aless was on you. She was ready. She was ready.
She did, man. I appreciate that, man. Much respect. When it boils down to, I definitely respect everybody that called and your different perspectives. And that's the great part about it, man. Everybody has a different perspective. Some stuff we're going to agree on and some stuff we're going to adamantly disagree. But at the end of the day, man, we hang tight, we hold tight to what we believe in, and we execute those things. And that's what makes us unique. And that's what makes some people a match and not a match in real life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff happening next week, Tone.
Let's get this out the way first. If you want to follow the show, you can follow GEI Radio on all social media platforms. You can follow Necessary Convo on IG. That's Necessary_Convo. You can follow myself, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. GG, let them know where they can find you at.
You can definitely follow me on IG, GG After Dark, or I Am Rob Malloy, and definitely on the websites as well, man, robmalloy.com, ggafterdark.com. If you're on Facebook, everything is I Am Rob Malloy or GG After Dark. And, this has been something.
Yes, this has been our longest show. This has been the longest show, so. Again, we appreciate everybody staying on the entire time. I wanted to get everybody on because I knew everybody had something dope to say. So I'm glad y'all stayed on and rock with us. Next week, GG has a big event on Friday. Tell them a little bit about that, GG, real quick.
Yeah. So Brims and Stilettos, it's a sold out event. That's all I can tell y'all right now. It's sold out. But it's April 2nd. But it's first Fridays. So it'll be every Friday at 7:30. And so just stay connected, and you'll have those details. So I definitely appreciate it. It's sold out, actually sold out about a week and a half prior to the event. So, we had to make sure that we have the safety precautions. So it's the space was already limited. So we appreciate all the love, and I look forward to seeing everybody, especially locally in the area and those coming out. And the day after, talk about that, Tom.
Yes. So after we turn up at GG event, Saturday we will be doing our network launch party. We'll be launching our GEI network on Roku. So
Again, if you're not hungover or tired, the next day, get up, get dressed again. Come kick it with us on Saturday. It's going to be dope. We got some prizes and giveaways and stuff like that. So I'm excited. And Sunday, so next week we're going to be doing the show on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing the show live. Like, we're going to be recording. It's going to be a recorded show. So it's going to be a video. But you're still going to be able to call in and chop it up with us and stuff like that. But it's going to get recorded to put on our network. So we're going to be doing that once a month, recording shows. So it should be dope. I'm excited about next weekend. A lot of stuff planned. Hopefully the weather is good in Atlanta when we come down there. Hopefully we don't get no rain. And we can have a good time, man. Chop it up.
Indeed, indeed. So stay connected so you can, so you guys can witness everything, participate in everything, and continue to enjoy some, and network and collab. So stay connected.
Definitely, definitely. That's it, man. Again, we here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. until again next Sunday. I mean, next Friday is we're gonna be on Sunday, but we're gonna put the flyer out so you'll be able to see it, so everybody won't be confused. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. Again, drink water, wash your hands, and all that stuff. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.